This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. From the Kim Monson newsroom, Polis signs Senate Bill 26032, ending Colorado's reliance on the federal vaccine schedule. Senate Bill 26032 lets Colorado's Board of Health set its own vaccine schedules, grants pharmacists authority to vaccinate minors, and shields administrators of board-recommended vaccines from liability. Governor Jared Polis signed Senate Bill 26032 into law on Friday, March 27, 2026, granting Colorado's State Board of Health authority to adopt its own vaccine schedule from organizations such as the American Academy of Pediatrics and extending civil liability immunity to anyone administering a vaccine on that state schedule. The act took effect the same day under its safety clause. The governor's office issued no individualized signing statement. The bill went out in a bulk sign batch. Joint releases from the Colorado House Democrats and Colorado Senate Democrats framed the bill as a response to dysfunction in Washington under Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Pam Long, director of the Children's Health Defense Military Chapter, framed it differently on the Kim Monson show, calling it a pharma-written bill and the state bailout of pharma. What the bill does. Senate Bill 26032 amends Colorado Revised Statutes 25-4909, which previously granted civil liability immunity only to those administering vaccines on the federal CDC schedule. Under the new language, immunity also covers any vaccine administered, quote, according to the schedule of immunizations established by rule of the State Board of Health, end quote. The practical effect, a vaccine the federal CDC has dropped from its routine childhood schedule, but that Colorado's Board of Health keeps on its own list, now carries the same liability shield in Colorado as a federally recommended one. Section 15 of the final act creates a brand new Part 26 of Article 4 of Title 25, the Adult Immunization Act, directing the Board of Health to adopt a schedule of recommended adult immunizations and granting parallel liability immunity for vaccines administered on that schedule. Colorado had no parallel adult vaccine schedule before this law. The bill's legislative declaration states that, quote, the vaccine manufacturing sector is foundational to Colorado's public health security and economic strength, end quote, and cites mRNA-based cancer treatments as part of the emerging therapies rationale for the new manufacturer and wholesaler liability framework. Those manufacturer and wholesaler liability protections sunset for claims brought on or after January 31, 2029. Long flagged the manufacturing sector language on the air as one of the bill's tells, pharmacists, minors, and parental consent. A separate section expands what pharmacists can do without a doctor's prescription. Section 6 of the final act amends Colorado Revised Statutes 12-2080 to add vaccines to the categories where pharmacists may exercise independent prescriptive authority. The existing statute caps that authority at patients at least 12 years of age, meaning pharmacists can now independently prescribe and administer vaccines to anyone 12 or older, including minors, without a separate physician prescription. Colorado law does not require parental consent for vaccinations administered to minors 12 and up under this authority. Long described two House floor amendments, both of which failed 19-40, with six not voting, on March 13, 2026, as parental consent amendments. Quote, the Democrats in both the House and Senate rejected amendments that would require parental consent for pharmacists to give a vaccine to a child, end quote, Long said on the show. Quote, so this bill now allows pharmacists to give vaccines to children 12 years or older, and there is no requirement for parental consent. Democrats reject parental consent, end quote. The amendment text was now retrieved. The timing matches Long's account, but the wording remains pending verification. Sponsors and votes. The prime sponsors are Senator Lindsey Dougherty, Democrat of Arvada, Senator Kyle Mulica, Democrat of Thornton, an emergency room nurse, Representative Lisa Foray, Democrat of Arvada, and Representative Kyle Brown, Democrat of Louisville. Final passage was party line in both chambers. The Senate cleared the bill 20-12 on third reading, February 5, 2026, The House passed it 43-19 on March 16. The Senate concurred with House amendments 22-12 on a repass vote March 18. Quote, "As an ER nurse, I know that protecting Coloradans' access to immunizations is a matter of life and death," end quote, Mullica said in the joint release. When opposition witnesses raised the pharmaceutical industry funding question at the January 29 Senate Health Committee hearing, Mullica said he is no friend of Big Pharma. Quote, "This is about protecting kids," end quote, he said, according to Colorado Politics, a pharma-written bill, or Science versus Washington. Long's central allegation is that pharmaceutical lobbyists drove the bill in anticipation of Kennedy's federal schedule changes. Quote, "This is a pharma-written bill. It has so many tells in it, the language," end quote, she said on the show. Later in the segment, she added, quote, "We're protecting this industry that does not need any more protection," end quote. She pointed to the legislative declaration's vaccine manufacturing sector and mRNA-based cancer treatments language, and to a new section authorizing the State Department of Public Health and Environment to negotiate for and purchase vaccines adopted by the board. Long also said the AAP schedule totals 72 doses from birth to age 18 and is the most aggressive vaccine schedule in the world. Both figures are her characterizations, not independently verified. Pro-bill voices reject the pharma framing. Susan Lantine, executive director of Immunize Colorado, told Denver 7, quote, "The professional medical associations are a stable and reliable source. We know that they're not going to change based on, frankly, the whims of what's going on at AITCHSS with the Secretary of Health and Human Services there," end quote. Opposition witness Julie Denton of the Colorado Health Choice Alliance had argued the opposite at the Senate Health Committee hearing, quote, "Granting them state-sanctioned authority over vaccine recommendations is deeply troubling," end quote. Her testimony, reported by Colorado Politics, pointed to corporate donations to AAP and other named medical groups whose recommendations the bill incorporates. National context. The bill lands in the middle of an ongoing federal-state divergence over vaccine policy. Kennedy, in June 2025, fired all 17 members of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and replaced them. The CDC subsequently shifted 6 vaccines, including those for hepatitis A, hepatitis B, meningitis, rotavirus, seasonal flu, and COVID-19, from the routine childhood schedule to high-risk categories, according to news from the states. Senate Bill 26032 builds on a 2025 predecessor, House Bill 251027, which first added AAP and other professional organization recommendations as factors the State Board of Health may consider for school immunization rules. The 2026 bill hard-codes those recommending bodies into multiple statutes, including the School Entry Liability Framework and the new State Vaccine Purchasing Authority for CDPHE and the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing. What's next? The act took effect on signing. The State Board of Health now has rulemaking authority to adopt both the new pediatric and adult vaccine schedules. Pharmacists may immediately administer vaccines to patients 12 and older under their newly granted independent prescriptive authority. The manufacturer and wholesaler liability shield remains in place until claims arising on or after January 31, 2029. Children's Health Defense's pre-signing veto request, posted in the days before the March 27 signing, went unanswered. And now, Kim's perspective. A 12-year-old can now walk into a Colorado pharmacy and receive a vaccine that the federal CDC has removed from its schedule, and the parents of that child do not have to be told. Polis and a legislature's Democrat majority decided that was acceptable. They rejected amendments that would have required parental consent. They wrote into law that the vaccine manufacturing sector is foundational to Colorado's economy, then removed liability for any vaccine the State Board of Health adds to the schedule. Parents are the first line of defense for a child's health, and the people who run our state just put themselves between you and that child. Read Senate Bill 26032 yourselves. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.